Right underneath the bridge, where Pearl Street crosses, there is a bronze plaque marking the site of the Samuel Osgood House. When George Washington arrived in New York City 1 week ahead of his inauguration in 1790, Congress rented the house from Osgood as the first presidential mansion. The rent for 1 year was $845. Samuel Frances, the owner of the nearby Frances Tavern, ran the household and managed the staff of 20. In addition to Washington's living quarters, the house contained his private office and the public business office. Even though the rent was paid for 1 year, Washington moved 10 months later to a larger house on Broadway. The Osgood House stood until 1856, when it was demolished, years before the anchorages for the Brooklyn Bridge were put into place. Though the Osgood House was long gone, problems arose during the construction of the bridge regarding what to do with the businesses that stood in the path of the planned anchorages. On the site of the planned Manhattan anchorage was Lutes & Company, which was a liquor distributor, and on the Brooklyn side was Racky's Wine Company. Chief Engineer Washington Roebling saw an opportunity to help offset the massive construction costs that were accruing. The anchorages could contain a wine cellar on each shore. Other chambers were created with the idea that they could be rented out to other local businesses to bring in income. The plan worked out well, and money came in for about 40 years. As strange as it seems, these vaults were an ideal spot to store wine. They were dark, consistently cool, and could keep even the most delicate older wines. Prohibition led to the disuse of the vaults, but they briefly reopened, beginning with a grand celebration on July 11, 1934. Later, after World War II, the city took over management of the cellars, and the wine era of the Brooklyn Bridge was over. The cellars in the anchorage were later used for a much darker purpose. The Manhattan side vault, during a routine inspection in 2006, was revealed to be a Cold War-era bomb shelter, packed with emergency supplies including food rations, water, blankets, and shock medication, all placed there in case of a nuclear attack on New York City. The dates stamped on the boxes coincide with the year the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, 1957, and the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962, clearly tense times in this city. Check out the link for a video tour of the bunker. These anchorages are walked over by thousands of people every day, but very few know of their rich history. The actual purpose of these structures was not really wine storage or emergency bunkers, but to anchor the Great Bridge cables. The cables were carefully strung across the bridge and secured here using 60,000 tons of granite. Now walk to point 5 on your map.